Normally, I cover Congress for NPR, and I hear politicians playing word games all the time. That is why I am so excited to be hosting this show, because today I finally get to play my own word game. It is time for The Puzzle. I'm joined by the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Elsa.
So, Will you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's a writer-producer for The Simpsons. And I said, take the first name of a famous actress, drop a letter, rearrange what's left, and you'll get a word used in a particular sport. And this actress's last name, without any changes, is another word used in the same sport. What actress is it? And the answer was Kirstie Alley. Remove an I from her first name, you get strike. Last name is Alley, both in bowling.
And we got just around 200 correct answers this week. And the winner is Val Dumond of Lakewood, Washington. Congrats, Val.
Thank you. This is a dream come true. If it is a dream, don't wake me up.
Well, tell us, how did you get the answer?
Well, I was looking for an actress with a sporty last name. And the word strike kept coming up along with trainer. And it was rolling around in my head. So I Googled trainer. And that sounded more likely. And up came Kirstie Alley. Apparently she had hired a trainer at one time.
Ah, there you go.
And the Alley brought back the word that had been in my head, strike. And there it was.
There it was. Are you a dedicated puzzler? How long have you been playing?
You bet.
Yeah?
About 30 years.
30 years.
That's why this is a dream.
Wow. Whoa.
Love it.
Well, sounds like you are going to be a pro at this. Are you ready to play?
Anything but anagrams.
All right, Val, I've got bad news. There's anagrams.
No.
So here we go. I think you're going to be fine at this. Every answer is the last name of a world leader of the past 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the country and an anagram of the name. You tell me the leader. For example, if I said Israel and brain, B-R-A-I-N, you would say Rabin, as in Yitzhak Rabin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number one is Russia, input, I-N-P-U-T.
Oh, I knew this.
Putin.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin is correct. Cuba, actors.
Cuba.
A-C-T-O-R-S.
Well, that's not Fidel. Castro.
Oh, right.
Castro, of course.
The other part of his name.
Philippines, Caroms, C-A-R-O-M-S.
Oh. Marco.
Yep.
That's it.
Wow, you're totally doing great at this.
No problem with these. Soviet Union, Latins, L-A-T-I-N-S.
Stalin. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Pakistan, hot tub.
Oh, Boutro.
Oh, almost that.
Boutros.
Oh, I know.
Go ahead.
Bhutto, like Benazir Bhutto.
Benazir Bhutto is it?
Close, but no.
There you go. South Africa, lead man, L-E-A-D-M-A-N.
Mandela.
Oh, yes.
That's it, Nelson Mandela. Ethiopia, Seaisles, S-E-A-I-S-L-E-S. Do you know any famous leader of Ethiopia?
Yeah, and I'm trying to put it together here.
First name is
Haile Selassie.
Haile Selassie is correct.
Way to go, Val. Yes.
It came from the depths way back in the brain. Here's your last one. Italy, senior club. S-E-N-I-O-R-C-L-U-B.
Oh, I know this one, I think.
Come on, Elsa.
Okay. Berlusconi?
Berlusconi is
okay.
It. Not
Dang,
bad at
that
all.
That was really, really hard.
Really, really hard.
Well, you did an awesome job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. So tell us, what is your public radio station? Where do you listen to us?
I'm a sustaining member and a co-owner with a few thousand other people of the new and independent KNKX in Tacoma with a studio in Seattle. Connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Listen to you go. Val Dumond from Lakewood, Washington, thank you so much for playing the puzzle today.
Nice early Christmas present. Thank you, Elsa, and thank you, Will.
Thank you.
Take care. So, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it's one of my all-time favorite challenges here because it sounds impossible, but there's a good answer. Think of a common two-word phrase in seven letters that has two R's in the middle. And by in the middle, I mean exactly in the middle. So again, a common two-word phrase in seven letters that has two R's exactly in the middle. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Elsa.